Next Sharon Gilbert, Gilbert. Let's see, she was born 1/22/59. She was seen on Sunday again, 8/4 at 11:40 a.m. 65-year-old woman being evaluated for face-to-face today at 11:30 a.m. Patient is currently on hospice with history of heart failure. Has a provider, lives at home. Patient also has a defibrillator in place, has an EF of EF below 25%, period. She's been eating less, she's been short of breath, having issues with orthopnea, PND. She belongs to the New York Heart Association class 4 heart failure, period. Her O2 sat's hovering around 92% with a heart rate of 90 today. Patient has right-sided heart failure as well with the lower extremity edema, period. Shortness of breath is at rest, even with conversation, period. Patient, he's losing weight. She's suffers from cardiac cachexia. She is losing her eyesight. She's scheduled for eye surgery on Monday, 8/5, and she's quite excited about the surgery because she's very depressed about losing her eyesight. Period. In paragraph, she suffers from orthopnea, PND related to shortness of breath. Patient is also is hypoxic with any kind of activity. KPS score is 40% in that she cannot live by herself. ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent most of the time, period. Patient knows that her heart failure is end stage. And she has a great attitude about life and where she's going at the end of her life on this earth. Continues to be hospice appropriate. By the way, other comorbidities includes hypertensive heart disease, atrial fibrillation, which also contributes to her shortness of breath, idiopathic progressive neuropathy, abnormal weight loss, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism, period. Continues to remain hospice appropriate and continues to deteriorate on hospice on a weekly basis. Thank you.